USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As his three-day trip to the U.K. winds down, President Trump joined leaders from around the world and World War II vets in Portsmouth, marking 75 years since D-Day, when more than 160,000 Allied troops, including 73,000 Americans, took part in the operation. Today, the British Prime Minister Theresa May read a letter written by a Royal Army captain to his family before landing on the beaches of Normandy.
I'm sure that I will be with you again soon, and for good. Please give my fondest love to my Anne and my Jamie.
The president heading for France for ceremonies tomorrow to mark the 75th D-Day anniversary. A hearing today could decide whether Missouri's last abortion clinic will stay open. If it's closed, it'll be the first state in the nation to have no abortion clinics. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former school safety officer under arrest accused of failing to confront the gunman in the Parkland, Florida shootings that killed 17 people at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Florida authorities say Scott Peterson's facing multiple counts. He was the school resource officer at the high school where the killings happened in February of 2018. They say he failed to confront the gunman and prevented other officers from going inside. President Trump saying tariffs on Mexican goods are looking more and more likely if Mexico doesn't do something to stop the surge of immigrants crossing the U.S. border. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is on the same page with President Trump when it comes to the tariff plan.
If tariffs is what it takes to get Mexico to do better on their side of the border, I'm all for tariffs. Trump's not the problem. Mexico's the problem.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Despite assurances the Senate will refuse to consider the matter, Democrats in the House are continuing to push legislation that will give citizenship to illegal migrants. John Clemens reports.
The bill lacks border security measures that the Trump administration has long demanded as part of any major immigration reform. Representative Debbie Lasko of Arizona says it's a crisis at the southern border with an average 4,500 people apprehended a day.
At this rate, CBP will apprehend over 1.6 4 million people in just 1 year. That is more than the last recorded official population of the city of Phoenix.
I'm John Clemens.
A Democratic governor is calling for new gun control measures after a shooting incident last week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he's calling for a special state legislative session on gun control in the aftermath of last week's mass shooting in Virginia Beach. Northam saying society must not accept gun violence as inevitable.
It is wrong that we now view these mass shootings as the normal. In fact, it is wrong that we view gun violence in general as the new normal.
On Friday, a public works employee killed 12 people at a municipal building before he was killed by police. His motive still isn't known. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.